Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hi, this is Bob Miller of the Los Angeles Kings. You're listening to King's Realm Podcast. Hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to the King's Realm, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network and DraftKings. Be sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram at King's Realm Pod. And also leave us a voicemail or send us a text at 562-317-0087. We've got some of those this week. So the playoffs rage on with some surprises along the way, and playoffs, and we also have the most messed up triple crown line we could think of. This is gonna be fun. I'm Dennis Wilson. That is James Whitlock.
I'm really gonna struggle on this triple crown line, but let's do it.
It's gonna hurt you. And Jordan Heckman.
Oh, beer. Shit. Fuck. Hey, Mike Smith tonight.
Mike Smith did Mike Smith things.
Yeah, where was that guy when we needed him?
I told you, the first game of the series. And Mike Smithed it up.
He still won the game.
No, for not the first game.
Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
All right, so who saw this series going being up 3-1 to the Oilers?
Not me.
I did not.
1-2-3, not it.
Not it.
I thought maybe 2-2 at this point, but no.
Yeah,
I thought
maybe
for sure 2-2 at this
maybe
point.
Maybe the other way around.
Yeah, most likely the other way around, at worst 2-2. Not this. Not what we got.
Yeah. So, I mean, series is at 3-1 going back to Calgary. It begs the question. Do the Kings have a chance against Calgary? Or would they have?
It seems like they would have.
Because the way the first game started, and obviously that was a massive shit show after they gave up two separate 4-goal leads in that game?
It was a lot. A lot of leads and goals.
Yeah,
and
a lot of blows. Wait, what? I thought the Kings would get absolutely shat on by Calgary, and it seems like, I mean, I know obviously the Kings and the Oilers play an extremely different game, so who knows how that translates, but it's easy to ask the question how the Kings would have.
Well, and Edmonton, Edmonton has more offensive firepower, and I think showing through.
No, it's because they're Canadian.
I think that's showing through a lot more against Calgary than it is against other teams, so... That's one factor that I think says no.
Right, and I think you can make the argument that the Kings are probably trying to emulate the Calgary style of play. They just don't have the size for it yet, and maybe they're missing a skill guy or two. I don't think they had a shot in hell against Calgary still, but it's fun to talk about.
Yeah. Well, no one can prove you wrong.
Yeah.
And that's my favorite kind of statement.
Yeah, prove me wrong.
At least 10% right on that one.
Yeah, I mean, you can't even prove I'm not 100% right.
Mm-hmm.
James thrives for these situations.
Oh, fuck.
I just look at what McDavid's doing, though, and fucking it kills me that Kane is doing so well.
Oh, my God, yeah. So, yeah, and you said on our thread, payday for that guy.
Jordan said that.
1,000%, yeah. I can only take solace in the fact that he's doing so well in this playoffs and honestly the regular season. In the a limited amount of games he had with Edmonton, he scored like 20 goals.
Was that with them or all season?
Just with them.
Okay.
He was on like a 40-something goal pace, I believe. Yeah. Don't quote me on that.
At one point he was, at least.
Yeah. And I can take solace in the fact that he's going to go somewhere and get fucking paid and disappear.
First two games, he scores one goal. Out of two games. 40-goal pace.
Let's go.
A point every other game.
For doing the math, James.
No, it's that's a good point. Like, he works somehow in this system, right? I think he's still top line. So he's playing well, getting McDavid and Draisaitl more chances.
I mean, he's kind of always had to be that guy, right? Like, wherever he's been, like, even in San Jose, like, he was supposed to be that guy.
But he's also a shooter, and he's showing that.
Right.
12 goals far in the playoffs.
Yeah, and he's creative, and, like, he reads the ice well. Like, I will give that to him. Still a douchebag and is broke. But
you see the fan that threw over money for him over the ice?
While he was in the penalty box?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome. That's maybe one of my. That's probably my one of my favorite, like, events. These playoffs. but I think he's gonna go somewhere because he's gonna get paid and he's not gonna be able to go to like a Toronto or something like that. They can't afford him. Like, he's not gonna be able to go to a contender. And I don't think he's the missing piece. Not that he would ever go to the Kings, but he's not the missing piece for a team like the Kings. He's just not. Like a team that can afford him. He's gonna go somewhere that can afford whatever they're gonna pay him. And they're not going to be a good team, and he's just going to wither away into dust like he's in Avengers.
So he is clearly by far the number one goal scorer in the playoffs this year. He's got 12, and the next one below him, David Perron at 9, Jake Guentzel at 8, Kaprizov is at 7.
How many does McDavid have?
I believe he has 6. Let me see. 6.
He's got a shit ton of assists.
Yeah, he's got a ton of assists. Although I think a quarter of Kane's goals are empty netters.
Yeah, so Minnesota's out. Pittsburgh's out. St. Louis is out. So the next person on the list that can actually play, actually the next two are also on Edmonton. Draisaitl and Hyman at 7, and then McDavid's at 6. So really, I mean, Oshie's up there. Kreider's up there. Well, Oshie's out.
Kreider's still in it.
Yeah. It's 6. So really, it's all Edmonton on this list. Edmonton owns the first 3 positions and tied at the 4th. Then you get into Kadri, Landeskog, and MacKinnon at 5 each. So, yeah. I mean, Edmonton's just scoring a shit ton of goals. And Kane's leading the way, someone that they didn't expect to lead the way.
Yeah. God, that pisses me off.
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
Couldn't have happened to a more hateable guy.
Yep. And you wanted to be him to be broke for a little longer than just half a season, but
I'm pretty sure he owes plenty of debt, so I'm not too worried about him.
You know what's weird is usually I wind up hating hockey players for their on-ice shit. Like, his on-ice shit is hockey shit.
Right.
Like, he's not, I mean, he's dirty, he's just
definitely,
kind of
there was a few dirty things that happened in the first series against the Kings.
But there's, every team has someone that does shit that's a little dirty, right? Yeah. That's hockey.
Yeah, disruptor, and he's obviously,
yeah,
he's there to instigate shit, and I get that from hockey, and that annoys me of him, but I agree with you, Dennis. I hate him for who he is as a person, not as a player.
Like Tkachuk, like, I don't like him because of the player that he is, and he's like what Kane does, but
until the Kings make a qualifying offer for him,
then I'll love him.
Hey, as soon as Doughty says he's cool to be cool with, then we don't like him. Once Doughty says, yeah, he's cool now, all right, he's our boy.
And I think that's the difference. Is I don't think there's Doughty couldn't say, yeah, I'm cool with Kane. I would love to have him on the team. I don't think I would like it then. But no. Kachuk, like if Doughty's like, yeah, we're good, I'll be cool with it, right?
Yeah, it's like
that's the difference.
We've had our shit in the past. We're like looking forward to joining forces together and fucking everybody up.
Yeah, wrecking the league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think the Edmonton fans are loving him, but
well, because he's producing. They're loving the production. Everybody, let's be honest. I think the locker room might get behind him because of what he's doing, and maybe he's rallying the team and he's, you know, driving the motivation for them. And that could be, but the fans are clearly just looking the other way.
Yeah, I love the ones on Twitter that go and defend him. And people are calling him out, like, are you seriously defending this guy?
Well, it's just funny because, like, you take two players that have a similar reputation. You look at Kadri and you look at Kane. And the only problem that anyone's had with Kadri this postseason is him running into Binnington, which has been proven time and time again already in the past 2 days that it's happened that it wasn't his fault. Like, like Binnington's own defenseman changed his course of direction and knocked him into Binnington. And now Kadri's the villain, and somehow Kane, because he's producing, is the hero. And I fucking hate it. Like, that's the worst. Like, it's not like Kadri's a guy I didn't really have an opinion before. Like, I always knew he was like kind of dirty. Obviously, he's been suspended in the playoffs, I believe, twice now. But like, he's finally like matured enough. He's controlled his anger, and now he's producing. Like, he just had a fucking hat trick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And somehow Kadri's the villain here, and Kane, because he's producing more over twice the clip that Kadri is, like, he's the hero, but Kane's still a piece of shit.
I don't with the videos coming out and it's showing that the defenseman changed his direction and they both ran the goalie. I think that people have backed off on Kadri being a piece of shit in this particular situation.
Except the racists,
except the Blues fans. Like, they're not going to let that shit go, even though. No. Like, and I mean, Kadri, like, I honestly, like, in his post game interviews, like, he's honestly handling it very well.
Yeah. Like a champ.
He said I was going for a loose puck. Their defenseman bumped into me and we both hit the goalie. Like, I feel bad for him. Like, I hope he's okay. Like, I don't know what I can do. I'm going for a loose puck. Like,
meanwhile, there's an incoming water bottle coming from fucking Binnington in the post game interview.
Yeah, what a fucking child, man. He threw an empty water bottle at him. I love that he called him out. He goes, I think he just threw a water bottle at me.
It was pretty funny. Yeah, I mean, Bennington's kind of had that rage going on too. And like, you kind of get away with it a little bit more because you are a goalie. So I don't know.
I mean, Quick's gotten away with a lot of shit because he's a goalie, but
right.
I don't feel it's I feel like Binnington is a bit more childish about it, but I don't know. That might be because we're looking through it or looking at it with a King's colored glasses.
Are those black glasses or they're white?
Silver.
Royal.
Oh, okay. Royal blue.
No, just royal.
Okay.
Form blue.
That works. Yeah. And I mean, and the funny thing is I feel, I mean, obviously Lucic got some shit for it, but he's not getting as much shit as Kadri has. And Lucic has a record too.
Well, you hear Sutter though, right? He's like, can you imagine if he would have ran the goalie?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of agree with Sutter, but I think Lucic could have done more. To not, it also looks like he kind of lost his balance, but that could have been good acting. I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, if you want to talk about acting, like, let's talk about Mike Smith flopping on that as well.
Yeah, and then we're going into concussion protocol after flopping into the boards.
Yeah, and I think because like the flopping was so noticeable and so egregious, I think that probably let Lucic off the hook a little bit, as opposed to if he just would have taken it into the boards like a man.
Whoa.
Hey, he set the table when he flopped from the King. Oh, no, that's Binnington. Never mind. You were talking about goalie flops, and I was like, immediately went to Kings playoffs.
No, but we were talking about
Mike Smith. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Flopping.
Yeah. Floppy old Mike Smith. That's what happens when you get old, right, James?
You get floppy?
Yeah.
Wow. No, those are two totally separate things there. Rude.
Rude. Do your balls hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Do time and not? No? Wow. All right.
Or do you tuck them into a sock?
Oh, shit. That's hilarious.
All right, where are you going?
Let's go out east.
Okay.
Okay. Why don't we just swept?
I mean, if we're talking about Stanley Cup, why don't we talk about hockey fans? The pursuit to the Stanley Cup is on, and DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NHL, has an unbelievable offer for most exciting playoffs in sports. New customers can bet just $5 on any team to win and get $100 in free bets, no matter what, win or lose. Looking into turning in a big small bet into a big payday during playoffs with DraftKings same game parlays, you can do just that. Create your own parlay by combining multiple bets, like which team will win or how many goals will be scored and more. It's your shot at an even bigger payout. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Bet just $5 on any any NHL. That's too many N's. Any NHL team to win and get $100 in free bets no matter what. That's promo code THPN at DraftKings Sportsbook, unofficial sports betting partner of the NHL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
You got stuck.
Yeah, it's like when you got to bump the DJ table, dude.
Yeah.
Saskatchewan.
Whoa,
there it is. James is drunk. He can't say Saskatchewan.
And he actually says it better when he's drunk, surprisingly.
Yeah. I'm not drunk enough.
No. All right, fair enough. It's like golf and bowling.
And pool, billiards.
Billiards.
There's different types of pool.
Swimming.
Exactly. Pool. All right, going out east.
Going out east. How about them Panthers?
I like that James just suddenly remembered he had to do a read.
Let's pay the bills.
Mark 14:30.
Done.
Sploosh.
What Panthers? Aren't they endangered?
They were in the second round.
I think they are extinct in the NHL.
That's pretty crazy. Like, that's... what were some of the stats that you sent over, Dennis? Like, the highest scoring regular season team in the salary cap era?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that.
Game four of the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs is the only time that they've been shut out all season.
That's freaking insane. And I think, like, Barkov only had one assist in the playoffs or in the playoffs or just in that series or something. I don't know. Like, it's just... They didn't show up. You look at the top player stats, Tampa Bay versus Florida, and it's just like completely lopsided.
Florida's like trying to drive a Tesla to Vegas.
Go on.
You're not gonna make it. Not gonna make it.
You'll make it there eventually, but you know.
Yeah, they just didn't have enough in the tank.
It's because they're an electric car, apparently.
Apparently. In case you didn't know.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of golf carts in Florida because all the old folk. So that makes sense. But and this was without Braden Point in the lineup for Tampa.
Jesus.
Which is fucking nuts.
I just really don't want them to win a third.
I mean... At this point, it's probably looking like they're going to match up with the Avalanche, and the Avalanche are on a fucking mission.
Yeah, they are. So I agree with that.
That is a matchup I would love to see in the Stanley Cup.
Well, if it's anything like this Blues series, it's going to get real chippy, a little heated.
Yeah, I mean, I think without Binnington, I think –
Well, I think the Blues are done without Binnington.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they also, was it Girard? Got wrecked into the boards and broke his sternum. Done for the playoffs. Yeah,
that's fucking pretty crazy.
And that's a pretty big blow to Colorado. It's just, that whole series is nuts.
I mean, if you would have picked a second round sweep, that would have been it. And St. Louis is keeping it close.
I don't think I would have picked a sweep for St. Louis. I think they're too good to not win a couple games, but the sweep I didn't expect was Florida, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But no, St. Louis is good. They're going to get a couple. At least they would have with Binnington in, but
yeah, and I mean they've got the guys on their squad that with, you know, there's a decent chunk of those guys that have playoff experience or Stanley Cup experience. So that is obviously an X factor with that. So
yeah, it's been wild, but anyway.
Yeah, they beat the Wild already.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Handily.
And then the Rangers and the Canes, probably the most boring series out of all of them.
Unfortunately boring, right?
Yeah.
What is that one? Is that, that's a 2-2 now, right?
The Rangers won tonight. I don't know. Maybe just because I don't know enough players from either team or what it is. But just haven't had much interest in watching that series in the first place. And it being tied 2-2, like, that's awesome. That one has the potential to go the distance, probably out of all of these.
Why is that awesome?
As
though?
We sit now,
if none of us are watching it, why is it awesome that it goes the distance?
Well, just because then you know it's a tightly contested series. Like, I think that's always exciting, regardless of
game. Anytime you get a game seven, it's worth watching.
Yeah, I mean, even if I don't watch a single game of that series, if it goes to game seven, I'll probably turn it on the TV.
That's the only game I'd watch. Yeah.
I think so. It's just because I have no interest in watching New York games. Even though they have, Kreider scoring a shit ton of goals. Yeah, I remember I remember when I was like, there was rumors of the Kings getting Kreider. I don't know if it was a trade or.
I thought it was like Kreider for Brown straight up or something like that.
Trade or something like that. And I was like, I'd go for that. And I remember just getting shit on. Like, oh, fuck Kreider. He runs goalies. He's a piece of shit. He sucks. All this stuff. Look at him now. Like, fucking tearing it up.
Yeah.
Whatever. It worked out for a while.
Well, and the fact that, like, he's on a team with Panarin and he's outscoring Panarin. Like, that's fucking nuts.
It's wild. Yeah. It's the Wild again.
It's Rangers, not Wild.
It's Rangers, saying maybe.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's bananas. Now that's... That's Savannah.
They're great.
Oh, man. If you guys listening at home or in the car are not following the Savannah Bananas on Instagram, I don't know what the fuck you're doing with your life.
Agreed.
I think MLB could learn a lot from them. That's all I'm saying.
Elevator pitch, Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
Yeah. And I think there's a lot of baseball fanatics that would be like, fuck them.
They don't always win.
Yeah.
Which is the fun part.
Well, and they'll play, like, they have their show, right? And the team, the Party Animals, they play. But then they'll go play other teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're actually in a league.
Yeah.
I think they're great. I want to go.
It's a lot. I mean, it's all East Coast, which sucks.
Yeah.
I heard Savannah's awesome, so.
There you go.
Guys trip.
Jeff, get married again.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Whoa. That implies a whole lot of things. Exactly. There you go.
Yeah.
Get a second bachelor party out of it. Oh, wait, Savannah.
Then, you're gonna fuck around and get our podcast shut down. Jeff is going to disavow any knowledge of us.
I'm sorry, who?
Jeff.
We're all
Kings what?
We're all uninvited to our Thanksgiving trip.
We'll get our Savannah Bananas media passes and go follow them for a couple games. How about that?
Make it happen.
If we get Jakes. Savannah Banana media passes and we don't have Kings media passes. Hey, let's do it just so we can put it down for experience on the application, right?
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Hey, have you guys been around for a while? Yeah, a fucking while. Wow.
Have you ever heard of the Savannah Bananas? The what? Are they related to Chiquita?
They're amazing. Both Chiquita and Savannah.
Not a big banana guy.
It's unfortunate.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know? Banana bread, however, is a different story.
Nope, nope. You said what you said.
You said what you said. You don't you have out. A big banana. I get it.
You out. We don't want to force you to like things, Jordan. So we'll just eat all your banana bread.
Thought we all were right, just eating else? Dennis's banana bread. We got two more things to cover. Actually, three more things. Some unfinished business from last week.
Oh, we want to get into that? Okay.
Yep. Mostly because I think I won.
I mean, you might be right.
So last week we failed to cover something that we cover every single week. That's an entire segment of the show. Just completely forgot about it. Let's just blame the fact that the Kings lost in Game 7 on it. But
or we were at like an hour 20.
That's true.
That could have been
also it. That.
And out of alcohol somehow.
Yeah. Well, James wasn't. But if you've
James
listened
got a whole
to,
shelf behind him, so
that's true. The lowdown. If you listen to the show at all, you know that towards the end of the show, towards the end of every episode, we call the week ahead. And one by one, we pick wins and losses. And Dennis put it all in a nice little spreadsheet.
I did.
Probably Google Sheets because he's a douchebag. But
wow.
Wow.
That's all it takes?
I said what I said.
If we're being honest, you're right. It is. But not about the douchebag part.
Yeah, but you can access it through our drive, correct?
If I put it on our drive, yeah. I mean, oh. if I...
Yeah.
It's on my drive.
Trying to help you out there, Dennis.
So, you can access it through my drive. How about that?
Oh, shit. I tried.
I did that so that you guys wouldn't fucking tamper with it, so...
That's probably a good call.
Oh, good move. Good move. I definitely would have done that over the course of the season.
I am the most trustworthy person here, so.
True story. Matt's
saying
as well.
Something.
Yeah, you are.
True story.
That's scary.
I mean, we got Mr. Military over here all about honor and shit, but when it comes to winning something, fuck it.
Nah, when it comes to fuck around, and tomfoolery, I'm all about it.
All right, so. Well, let's just say I came in last place. I mean, this is what's crazy to me is that it's 82 game season. I got 27 correct.
That's 54 points.
Yeah, it's better than Seattle, I think.
Fact check that one right now, James.
Stand by.
Did I do better than Seattle?
Stand by.
I thought the beers for you to drink was like 30 something.
No, it was like, it was 20 something.
Was it?
Yeah.
We'll say 32.
I'm saying yeah, like I know, but I don't know.
Okay, Kraken ended up with
32.
60 points.
Yeah, but how,
well,
many,
how
wins?
Many wins?
27 wins.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Dennis is the Kraken of the King's Realm.
That's right. All right, well, who got 29 points in the league?
Not a number.
Not a number?
Not a number. Sorry.
There's also 32 points. Anybody get 30 or 32 wins?
The Sharks.
Sharks got 30. Well, congratulations, Jordan. You are a shark. You won this whole thing with 32 correct.
32 correct. So 32, 29, 27?
Yep. And James got 29.
That's pretty close.
That is, actually. To me,
it I feel is like pretty it, close. It could have gone like either way on either side of the spectrum. Like someone could have got a lot correct and someone could have got a lot wrong.
Yeah. Well, and it's just, and there was weeks where like
fairly mediocre.
Fuck it, let's go 3-0.
I mean, I look at this and there's a lot of green on here, but
okay. So we put that number 27, 29, 31,
32. JQ.
And we put that as the 2022 season, and we'll see how we do next year. So it's only one column in our next spreadsheet.
Yeah, I save these anyway, so. There we go. Congratulations, Jordan.
What do I win? Another beer.
Okay. Yeah, that you bought. Perfect. All right, let's get into this last segment, because this is going to be fun with James.
Oh, shit. We're 29, 45, 46, 47. We're almost there.
James is like, hey, we got 30 minutes. We can call it. Nope, we're doing this, because this is going to be fun.
And then we have a voicemail to cap it off.
Let's do the voicemail and then see if we'll have time.
I think the voicemail, based on what I could gather from the shitty transcript, might cap the episode off perfectly, so...
Yeah, let's do this Triple Crown line, Jordan. You came up with the most fucked up one out ever, so.
Triple Crown line of, and at first glance, it might not sound like it's the worst. James is literally face in hands.
He is, this is going to hurt him so much.
He's red. He's crying a little bit.
All true things.
Yeah, James is a crier, we know that. Triple Crown line of...
He's going to work himself up for this one.
Teams, other than the Kings, you would like to see win the Stanley Cup. With the caveat that one of them has to be north of the border. A Canadian team. So James can't weasel out of that shit. Oh, he's north of the Mexico border. So as the person who's most looking forward to this, James, you should choose who goes first.
Oh, can I choose the order?
Sure, why not?
I thought you'd have an answer there.
No, I'm trying to figure out who's going to fuck me over the most.
I was wondering if you were frozen. You were super still. Holy shit.
Jordan, James, Dennis.
Wow.
Jordan, James, Dennis. All right, so go counterclockwise. Okay, and also, too, full disclosure, it doesn't have to be a team that's currently in the playoffs because we would run out of teams. God, first, this is a big
responsibility. And you got to want it, right? You don't just got to try and fuck somebody over, but you got to want it.
No, you're going to wind up picking a team that you really don't want because you got to pick three.
And one has to be from Canada.
Yeah.
Canada. Did I catch a niner in there?
I kind of want to get my Canadian team out of the way, but
it's a good strategy.
I see. That's the tough one. Yeah, that was my struggle.
But then you're picking a Canadian team number one,
right? And then you look like an asshole.
Well, I mean, I don't think you need any help, but
that's true. It's kind of my shtick. God, why did I pick this?
It sucks, right? It sucks. Fucking sucks.
What
an idiot.
What? Oh, man. I'm really regretting this, but it's going to make it more fun, right?
So you say.
That's why I was so all about it, is because it's going to hurt and it sucks, but.
All right. First one.
I feel like the first round might be easy.
First one, at Atlanta Thrashers.
Nope.
No, okay. No, actually, you know what? I am going to go something a little off the wall here. And because they're no longer in our division, and I kind of like their – I always fuck it up with the Coyote weird fucking emblem. Dennis is going to shit his pants.
No, holy smokes. Oh, it already hurts.
I'm going Houston, Houston Coyotes, baby. And that's just some foreshadowing. Oh, my
God.
Arizona Coyotes.
That's your number one overall?
Listen. These are in no particular order. Did you know that these are in no particular order? I understand that probably would have been there by the last go around. But for whatever reason, for me, that hurts the least. And I realized that we had a rival with them like early 2010s.
It hurts the least because it's the like least possible or least likely to happen for a while.
Right. And that's part of it.
Oof.
So that's part of strategy for me.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't hate it.
All right. I hate it, but anyway.
You're entitled to your opinion, Dennis.
I am. Free speech, motherfucker. You're entitled to yours, but you're also I'm also entitled to shit on it.
True. Both are true. That's why we love America.
America.
With my bullet in my glass. All right, I'll go. Pittsburgh Penguins.
Oh,
that was way worse. So easy for you. So easy for you.
It's my number one. Why? If I said anything else, then I would be full of shit. That's it. You both are frozen now.
So easy. You see, here's the thing: is you should have been, you should have had the foresight to pick Pittsburgh number one overall, knowing that James is going to pick it, because that's like his second home.
Nope, that would hurt too much. Not doing that.
He doesn't want to see Crosby do anything else.
I mean, he's already won, what, three cups? So
I saw some graphic, like how many games they've won since like 2005 or something like that. And it's, or sorry, how many playoff games that they've won since like 2005. And it is like head and shoulders above any other team.
Troy Polamalu, I see the reference. Head and shoulders, Troy Polamalu, Pittsburgh. Boom.
First of all, he's an LA guy. He went to USC, not UCLA. Suck it, James.
Wow.
Still love him.
All right, Dennis, you're up.
I'm up. I feel like this one, for some reason, is easy for me. Going with the Canes.
Okay.
I don't know. Just the... And it's probably just the Justin Williams aspect of it, even though he's no longer on the team. It's just the residual Justin Williams residue.
The residue. I mean, in the locker room? Where are we talking here?
It's all over that arena.
Wow. The list is long and distinguished.
Hurricanes do make a mess. I get it. Yeah, I mean, I don't hate that. I don't honestly have anything against the Canes. I don't really have, I mean, other than the Justin Williams connection.
I like some playoff surges.
Yeah.
I'd go for it.
I think it's cheesy. I think the surge is cheesy as hell, but I fucking love it. So
it would be cheesy as hell if they just continue to. But you like Savannah Bananas for the same shit.
That's a good point.
I don't think it's the same shit, but
it's the same shtick. They're doing TikTok dances. And if
the
Kings
held the royal court after every win, you'd love it too.
I don't know about that. Give me a fucking drawbridge to, I guess you can't do a bridge, but something, a castle to skate out of. I'll be about that, but.
They do the castle doors.
Where?
Before they get on the ice. They have castle doors that have hockey sticks for handles.
Okay.
I think he's right.
Is that the exiting the locker room?
Yeah, like, so, forgive
it's
me.
It's not on the ice.
No, it's, okay. They're not, yeah, it's they're on, not skating out of a fucking shark screen. Head. Yeah. But yeah, it's two big black doors with King's emblem on it. And it's got
I thought you were saying, like, out on the ice for, like, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Allegedly.
Go again.
I mean, you probably don't remember that night, but we were back in that tunnel.
I have a video of me yelling at the Kings.
I have a video of Liv high-fiving the player, so.
Boom.
Boom.
All right, Dennis. Well, you're yelling up again.
At them. I feel like I should get Canada out of the way. And I'm torn.
You're going to try and go for a triple crown of us saying Canada?
Oh, Canada. Man, I should have gone Canada first. I'm afraid.
I feel like I should go with the lesser of all evils, and I'm going to go with Winnipeg.
Now that Bifuglin is gone,
I'm going to go with Winnipeg.
Not going to lie, I almost forgot about Winnipeg.
I have an old friend that's from Winnipeg, and she would love a Winnipeg win, even though she's a big Colorado fan now. She would still love a Winnipeg win.
Okay. There you go.
And like I said, lesser of all evils, right? They got kind of screwed when they moved to Arizona, the whole fan base. So I love it.
Yeah, so we essentially picked the same thing.
No, we didn't.
Oh, okay.
Not at all. Not even close.
Oh, man.
All right. James is back up.
Atlanta Thrashers.
Hey, Winnipeg.
That's true. Full circle, baby.
I'm going to go.
Hartford Whalers.
I'm going to go Calgary.
Carolina. That was the other one I was going to go with, is Calgary, and it's honestly, it's because of Sutter.
It's Sutter, it's Toffoli, it's Lewis, it's Lucic.
Like, oh, get off the Lucic thing. You've always talked shit about him, and he was
as
only here
a player
blah,
on
blah,
the
blah.
Kings, but he is friends with all the Kings. He shows up at weddings. They party postseason.
So I feel Lucic like the person, not Lucic the player.
Correct. I feel like the cup comes to L.A.
He wore Mickey Mouse ears on
I feel
the
like the
ride.
Cup comes to L.A. if Calgary
Splash
wins.
Splash Mountain, okay?
Whatever, sorry.
Hey,
sorry,
my time to talk, like I've got the conch. Shut your face.
Listen, Piggy.
So, yeah, I say Calgary because I think it'd be cool them someone sporting the cup around here. I feel like it might be Toffoli.
Fair enough. Like I said, I was torn between Winnipeg and Calgary, so good pick.
You know,
now Jordan's fucked.
It's funny. He is. Because who would have thought that the 2016 Kings would be having trouble against the 2022 Edmonton Oilers?
Yeah.
There's not that many Kings.
There's enough. And the coach.
And the coach, yeah.
The coach is probably the biggest piece, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan's delaying.
Part of me wants to say Vancouver because seeing what they did in that city when they lost the Stanley Cup,
you kind of want
to
see what they do.
To know what they do to that city when they win the Stanley Cup.
They fix all, they right all their wrongs.
They put up a new skyscraper.
Yeah.
They're just out there cleaning, fucking sweeping. Yeah, go Canucks.
Polishing cop cars.
Instead of flipping them over. Got it. Yeah,
lighting them on fire.
Yeah. I did actually learn that the name Canuck, actually, it's a World War II reference.
Okay.
Because they used interested. To call. So there was a comic during World War II. And the main character was Johnny Canuck, and they named the team's mascot after, like a pseudo World War II hero.
But the term Canuck was around before that?
Probably. But
all right.
Luke has a hockey book, and that's what it says. So I'm going to go with it.
Children's book, you know, I mean, they're always right.
Yeah, it's true. That's how James Holzhauer learned all of his knowledge for Jeopardy. Was children's books because they're easier to read and they have the important knowledge.
See, Jeopardy is just a show that reaches everybody, even millennials. Right.
What's funny is Canuck is actually a term. It's an American term for Canadian, so it's American.
It's derogatory.
We made it up.
America,
look up Johnny Canuck.
That's great. Johnny Canuck, a personification of Canada who appears in early political cartoons of the 1860s, resisting Uncle Sam's bullying. He was revived in 1942 by Leo Bocci to define Canada against the Nazis.
See?
Yeah. But also,
you know, when you say it like that, it sounds like you like the Nazis, James. No.
I'm being sarcastic.
No, he fought against the Nazis.
Yeah, I'm being sarcastic towards you.
Right. According to the starter at Hartwell. Got it. All right. Ottawa Senators. I said it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's for your back-to-back?
That's for the first part of the back-to-back.
No, you said Vancouver.
No, I said I thought about doing Vancouver.
Okay, listen, Ben. You can't talk about...
We spent a lot of time on Vancouver for you not
to pick
them. Yeah,
it was like 3 minutes. Yeah, you took it, and then you took Ottawa. You took two Canadian teams.
Roll the tape back. I said I thought about taking Vancouver because... So I'm taking...
So you justified Vancouver...
And then didn't take
it. Sounds like you picked Vancouver.
Let's take a vote. Who says he picked Vancouver?
No, fuck you.
You picked Vancouver.
Two over one. The vote is Vancouver.
Okay. I will give you the opportunity, Jordan, to justify your Ottawa pick, and it's got to be better than your justification for Vancouver.
Because you actually did research.
I want to hear your justification for Ottawa, and it's got to be better. Other than that, you pick Vancouver.
Because Ottawa is the Arizona Coyotes of the North.
Nope. You're done. You pick Vancouver.
Fine. Then my last pick is the Nashville Predators.
Smashville.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
They don't have enough banner room.
It'll be fun to actually see them put up a banner that actually means something.
Which one are they going to dig down to fit another banner up?
Although it's going to be really hard for them to win the Stanley Cup without Forsberg because he's coming to the Kings, but
Kings can't afford him.
Oh yeah, they can. Especially after they trade Toffoli and I win that bet. Oh, not Toffoli, Jesus.
Yeah, please.
Wow.
Then we don't have Toffoli or McJesus.
I follow.
That's not happening.
But anyways, there aren't too many. There isn't another team that hasn't won a Stanley Cup in recent history that would party as hard as Nashville.
That would be a fun fucking party too, because that city is pretty crazy.
Yeah, like
I love Nashville. I love the city of Nashville. It's a fun place.
Like I know, like it wasn't the city, but there was the Summer of Ovi not too long ago, and clearly Tampa.
Jet ski parades.
it was nice of them to give him, you know, the one they have in the back corner to Doughty. I can't think of another city that would party harder than Nashville.
Especially because
except maybe Vancouver.
Vegas would party hard.
Was it the Titans or whatever? They're all about the hockey team there, so.
Yeah.
The problem with Vegas is there's a lot of out-of-towners where Nashville's going to take a lot of pride in their city. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I feel like
there is that aspect of Vegas. Like I will give that to him. Like there is a lot of hometown support for that team.
But the hometown
maybe
people
not so much after they miss the playoffs.
The hometown, you know, it'd be Vegas funny. People don't party in Vegas like Californians party in Vegas.
Well,
so.
Right, because like you look at Scott and Jesse, and they don't party like people. But they're
I
huge.
Look at anybody I know that is from there, like any of their friends, nobody goes to the strip and parties.
Yeah.
Like it's not a thing. It's the out of towners that do it. I think that Smashville would be a better party.
It's gonna be funny when the Rio puts up Stanley Cup Champions the musical.
Fucking Rio.
Off strip.
Yeah. I had to pick something that
out of all the casinos, that would be the fucking casino to do it.
they make a show out of winning the Stanley Cup.
Hey man, it's not off strip, it's strip adjacent.
So your Triple Crown next week is gonna be your top
right
three
the
actors
15 freeway
to play players on the Golden Knights for the Rio show. Worst dancers only.
Oh my god, book it. Let's do it.
I don't know. Whoever play Patches O'Houlihan's gonna play Eichel, so because he's in a wheelchair.
Got it.
Yeah.
And dead.
Isn't that Hank Azaria?
I don't know.
Oh no, it's not. Maybe young Patches.
Anyway. Yeah, that's young Patches.
All right.
All right, James.
Hank Azaria is, and Rip Torn is.
Rip Torn.
Yeah.
look at James, like very quick on the fact checking lately.
You know, I try and
he's trying to bring
it.
Some integrity to this podcast. I mean, he's got a long battle.
Every year we got to do a little better. I'm going to go. My third pick is going to be every team.
No.
The year after they get rid of Corey Perry.
Nope.
No, because
cop out.
Cop fine. Out. The Houston Crickets.
They're in my garage.
The Manhattan Beach Crickets.
Redondo.
Redondo Beach Crickets.
How about that bougie?
I was hoping one of those would stick out of comedic value only because I don't have a third.
I just see you try to get out of it on comedic value.
I did my obligations, and I don't have a third.
Wow. That's what we're going with? Just to piss me off?
The Saskatchewan mouth noises.
This is hard.
Saskatoon.
Come on, there's teams that you wouldn't give a fuck about that won. That would be no detriment to your hockey pride.
I mean, you already picked Calgary. That had to hurt at least a little bit.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I had to pick one, and I picked the one with the most kings. So you can't even talk shit about that one. It's the best Canadian, not whatever you guys said.
Canadia?
Yeah, Kenyatta. Team from Canada.
La Kenyatta Flint Ridge.
Yeah, what's up with the tilde? I don't get that.
It's French.
Yeah, it's French.
I don't know why they have two names for one city. So
I don't even know what county that's in. I don't know why what's their association with France.
I think it's Los Angeles, but I'm just guessing.
Does New Orleans have a team?
Not yet.
Damn it. Think of my favorite Coyotes. Cities.
Come on. Dallas Stars, moving on.
Colorado. That'd be Kennedy's pick. You son of a bitch.
Wait, who?
Colorado.
Ah, that's an easy pick.
That was gonna be my last one.
It had to be hard.
If someone else took Nashville, that was going to be mine because
they're ready. They've earned it. They're ready.
Landeskog, McKinnon, Randon.
Dustin. Our friend Dustin, who lives in Colorado.
Yeah, I got you.
Never met him.
He's a good guy. You like him.
Never met her.
He's literally my brother from another mother. We even drive the same truck.
He's your fucking twin.
Yeah, we drive the same truck.
It's not even that is not where the similarities end. Let's put it that way.
We wear the same cowboy hat.
You guys are the same fucking person. So
does he also have an onion?
Haven't found out yet.
You're not that close then.
you didn't find out 2 weeks after you met him? Then it can't be that.
He could probably tell you.
Fuck, now I really have to think because I didn't have a backup plan for that. God damn it.
The reason why I like the Avalanche is because they are majority homegrown talent.
Yeah. And they've been working their way to it, right? They've been on the doorstep. And they've stayed steady. So they deserve it. The teams that deserve it are the ones I like to see win it.
Yeah. And when everyone thought, like, what is it, six or 7 years ago when they thought they should blow up the team, and they only offloaded the cancer in their locker room being Matt Duchene and the Cats.
Duchene.
Douche.
Emphasis on the douche.
Yeah. Well, he actually had a pretty good season this year, low-key, for
National Predators.
The future Stanley Cup with National Predators. But they also have a couple former Kings on that team.
Yeah. Big Mac.
Mm-hmm. And Darcy.
Okay, fair enough.
They both played the same amount of games for the Kings, let's be real.
Technically, yeah. Yeah. Darcy Kuemper. Fuck.
Ah, fuck.
This might be the most painful one.
Told you it sucks.
Because I went last. Thank you, James, for making me go last. Dick.
Hey, I drew it out exactly how I wanted it, and it played out well.
Yeah, it's playing out well because I think I'm going to have to pick an in-division team.
Whoa. I mean, James already did.
What did he pick?
And apparently I was forced to, so.
Oh, yeah, Calgary. You picked Calgary.
If you say Edmonton, you can get the fuck out.
No, it's not going to be Edmonton.
It's going to be Vegas.
It's not going to be Vegas because fuck them, too. I'm going to base on.
It's not San Jose.
The fans.
Or the Ducks.
Deserve a good team. I'm going to go with the Seattle Kraken.
Why?
Why?
It goes against everything you said about. It goes against everything you said about Vegas when they started. Like, they don't deserve it yet. You've already said that. So you can't pick Seattle.
No, I can pick Seattle because Seattle fans, sports fans, as a professional sports fans, are great fans.
I'm on board with Dennis here. I think if
they got fucked when the Supersonics left.
Absolutely destroyed.
And they deserve something. And right. based on that is why I'm going to pick them.
You can have it. It's crazy that you'll trade your third pick for your morals, but that's cool.
You picked Calgary.
I had to. You forced me.
No, you didn't. There was, at the time, there was four other teams.
I don't like any of them. So I picked the Kings. I picked the Toffoli family.
James weasels out of fucking anything.
I picked the Toffoli family. He's got a dog family. Named after your favorite baseball team. Jesus, Jordan. Don't fight me.
And he's got a wife named after a cat.
Meow.
Oh, fuck.
Do I put that on the soundboard?
So we can get done.
That was a very effeminate meow.
We need to end this. We got a voicemail.
I'll put that on the soundboard for you.
Or two voicemails, right?
Is there two?
It might technically count as one.
Okay, here we go.
If it's from who we think it's from?
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Okay, that's a Dr. Pepper. I have to say that because I'm driving. yeah, I don't really have anything to say except for that was a pretty good season. I was pretty, overall, hindsight, 2050, whatever they call it. I'm happy with the outcome. We made the playoffs. The Kings made the playoffs. Didn't get swept by an inaugural team, so that's cool. And I mean, yeah, there was some good hockey this year. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, I got nothing to complain about, really. I mean, I do, that's but no fun. One wants to hear it, so fuck you guys.
We can't hear it over the street bikes passing you.
Mr. Cricket.
But no, in all seriousness, you guys thanked us last week. I'm going to go ahead and, on behalf of all the voicemail people, I'm going to thank you guys because I really do look forward to listening to you three just fucking bitch at each other for an hour plus once a week. It makes my day better. And I appreciate you guys. So until next time, go Kings, go! Thank you.
Oh, the whole Jerry Springer syndrome. I love it. By listening to us, he makes him feel better about himself.
If that's all we do is make one person feel better, I feel like we've accomplished a lot. So, more than I ever thought we would accomplish doing this podcast.
Right? That is probably the best accurate description of our show. We just bitch at each other for an hour. It's kind of our therapy session. If we all laid on the couch, we could probably bill each other.
Whoa. Is that code?
No, it's not. It's therapy talk.
The Urban Dictionary what billing is.
All right, we got a second one. Here we go.
I'm looking up Urban Dictionary right now.
Per my sources, that last voicemail was left by Mikey. Also, suck it, Jordan.
Aww.
Suck it, Dennis.
Yeah. What?
Yeah,
suck
it, James.
Oh, man.
Woo! I had the most gusto.
I thought I cut off. It died. I should press stop. They're like, oh, man. Apparently, you two need to suck it. All right.
Do we want to talk about the text message we got?
I'll read it to you. I don't get it. I don't know what it is. Here, let me give you the phone number it came from. 5'6", 2
Whoa! Private information.
Some asshole left a card on my truck this morning. You sure it wasn't a ticket?
I mean, it probably was a street sweeping potential ticket, but...
Oh, so it was Dennis. Sure. Okay, I'm glad you answered
I'm sure it was a card.
So anybody wants Dennis's number. Hold on 1 second. It's 562.
562.
Don't worry, Jordan doesn't know it.
Well, it's because you don't invite him.
That's what phone books are for.
All right, so I looked up Urban Dictionary. There is a billing is the term.
Okay.
And it is to receive sexual stimulation from the opposite sex hand whilst intoxicated.
I do that all the time.
Yeah. Most of the time, I don't even wake her up.
Oh, God.
Wow. That's assault, brother.
It's on me. What do you mean it's assault? It's on me.
That's nice of you to aim it on yourself.
Surprise! Wow.
She wakes up. Oh, looks like you wet the bed again, huh?
My hand is cramped.
Wow, this is taking a turn.
Hey, you wanted to go over an hour, so here we are.
I didn't say anything anything about going over an hour.
Oh, I want to stop at 30 minutes. You're like, no, we got this great Triple Crown line.
Be sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram at Kings Row Pod and subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave us a review. We haven't had one in a while, at least that I know of. Leave us a review. You know, I mean, I think, oh man, Siri, shut the fuck up. How did that? Whatever.
Just try to leave you a review.
What the fuck is going on? The happiness journey, Siri? Really?
Whoa.
I don't know. Maybe the happiness journey is James doing whatever in the middle of the night.
Does it finish with a happy ending?
It might. I don't know. I'll listen to it and I'll report back. So leave us a voicemail or send us a text at 562-317-0087. And check out the hockeypodcastnetwork.com and listen to another podcast. I mean, there's other teams still in the playoffs, so you can listen to them be happy instead of us being happy.
Well, we're still pretty happy. We're still pretty happy.
I mean, we're sad about the Kings not being in, but...
Yeah, that's over.
I guess, yeah. All right. For James Whitlock, Jordan Heckman, I'm Dennis Wilson saying...
Go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go!
I like how we all close our eyes to be able to do that, like, in time.
I like how you know we all close our eyes if you closed your eyes.
Because I opened my eyes early.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. It's
come on,
go,
lads.
Kings, go time.
You opening a beer after the show?
It's 16 ouncer, too.
You fucking animal.
Yeah, it's Belching Beaver. James just belched, and you called me an animal. Perfect.